This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We have been remiss.
Yeah.
Because we let something go here a little bit too long. I should have done this the opening segment. Got a little busy. Forgot what was happening. We're talking college football. I got on my soapbox, etc. Taking the Wayback Machine 6 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Remember 6 years ago? What were you doing? What were you doing 6 years ago? 6 years. Right after the, you could think about
college.
Yeah,
I was
college student. There you go. 6 years back, a little man, a little teeny tiny man, a little twerp, a little billionaire man, who owned our football team. You know what he did? He ran it right into the ground. He torpedoed it. He made everything bad. He was the worst. He still is the worst, quite frankly. Whoever he is, he sucks. I hope he has athlete's foot right now. I can't stand that guy. He's the pits. He's unbelievable. He never spoke in public, but when he did, he always made a horse's ass of himself. And I want you to think about this as you've gone through this holiday season. We're in this weird week after Christmas where no one's sure what day it is. The kids aren't in school. And you're like, is it January 1st? Is it the 3rd? Is it still December? What year is it? I'm not even sure which way's up. What you remember is you celebrate all the wonderful holidays that you probably didn't celebrate this one the right way.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people do this the last Thursday and things in November, not mm-hmm. him. Dan Snyder, when he welcomed overmatched bumbling boob Ron Rivera to this organization as both the head coach and GM, never forget, he took both jobs and then complained about having to do one. He stood in front of the masses and he said these words, Darius. What did he say?
First off, happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
First off, before anything else happens.
Spad.
Happy Thanksgiving. I have so much to get to. I'm very busy. I'm a very busy man, Dan Snyder. Before anything else happens.
Yeah.
First off, happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Happy Thanksgiving.
What a cringe moment. What a cringe moment. What a cringe period of time with this organization. It's so crazy. I hope, I don't know if you've seen this joke on Twitter, by the way, Danny. They say that Dan Quinn is nothing but Ron Rivera with a backwards hat. And I hope that's not the case. I hope history proves me wrong on that. What a time.
What a time. What a time.
What a time.
Idiots like me, by the way, because Rivera was nice to me at the Super Bowl once.
Oh, yeah. He's a nice guy.
I went, like, they should go hire that guy. They really should.
Yeah.
But that's not even the point. The point is we're celebrating the holiday season.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving, right around the corner.
Right around the corner.
Right around the corner. 2026 Thanksgiving. Be here before you know it. Yep. And you need Dan Snyder to say...
First off, happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Thank you, Dan.
So I mean that from the bottom of my heart, from Dan to you, to me, then back to you. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Wow.
Yeah.
How sweet of you.
Right? Heartfelt message today, Caddies on Cordell.
Seriously.
How are you viewing this game on Sunday?
I don't want to watch it. I'm totally disinterested. Mm-hmm. I want to watch meaningful football in January. That's all I asked for.
Yeah.
I got teased with it last year. Thought it was going to be a reoccurring theme. It's not. We're back in the projects. So kind of just is what it is.
So here's where I'm at, and I want to see if you share this. You're a passionate fan.
Oh, I love it.
That's the thing.
I bleed it.
And I'm able now, having done this gig, fortunate enough to have been doing this for a few years now, that I can kind of separate the two.
Mm. Meaning your passion and
– Well, sort of. To a degree, that still drives what we do. You can't do this without giving a damn about sports to some degree, right? But, like, we're talking Danny Ruye. Yeah. 4.5 hours on a Wednesday, Danny Ruye can sort of go, I put aside some emotion, try to call some balls and strikes and figure things out. There's still some moments, though, where that disgusting little monster, that little gremlin inside of me that's eating after midnight, that fat idiot in here that I'm pointing to in my heart and soul still comes out every now and again.
Yeah.
When they're great, that time, maybe it doesn't happen very often, and when they're terrible like this. Where everything they do or say, I know you're not a married guy, Lenel, but every husband can relate to this. There are certain weeks where you might as well just go camping. where everything you do and don't do and should have done and could have done and tried to do and didn't do but wanted to do, you're living in fear because everything you do is wrong.
Yeah.
And all you hear are sighs of exhales of exasperation from your spouse. Yeah, a little tisk, a little... And you're like, oh, my God, I might end up unalived. There are certain times where that's my feeling about the football team.
Yeah.
I'm in one right now. Everything they do is going to piss me off. When you've been this bad, if they lose, I'll be furious.
Yeah.
I guarantee you I will be. No, they're going to lose. Maybe they, who knows what they do. I'll be even angrier if they win. If this group of finds a way to beat the backup Eagles, and that's they already said, by the way, we don't respect you, we don't care about
pretty
you.
Much.
It's more important for us to rest our guys than to try to beat you. And if we do, you should feel that much worse about yourselves. If they mess around and win this game, and then they'll do the normal rhetoric where they cut to Dan Quinn post game. I'm proud of you, man. You know, we missed the mark before and we hit our spots and cliche, whatever. I'll be rip bleep furious. Where was any of this when it mattered? We could have had a season. If you behaved reasonably, we'd be in the hunt. That's all I asked. Nobody.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're saying you have to win 12 games with all the injuries and crap you had this year. If you just behave like a football team that sometimes can be a 7-10 season would have been disappointing, but it would have made some sense. They're going to finish under the 5.5 wins all of you threw a hissy fit about when it came out in the springtime.
Mm.
So I tag you in, late night Linnell. How will you feel about this game on Sunday?
If they win, I'd be furious just like you. But I've been the good cop, so to speak, down the stretch here saying I'm bought into the division tournament. I love that he's using that as like a motivational tool and tactic to get the guys to play hard down the stretch. But to your point, like – this has been an absolute season from hell. And I think, to your credit, you have made this point more than others, and I've really only heard it come from you. It didn't have to be this bad. And I think that's the part, when you say it in real time, that I genuinely get disgusted with. Because I'm watching other teams go through injuries just like we are. Baltimore's been without its quarterback for basically a lot of this year. He's missed 6 or 7 games. They're playing for a playoff game. They're playing for a playoff spot coming up this weekend.
No, it's a terrible division.
And yeah,
if they were in this one, they'd be eliminated. But the point stands, though. I understand.
It matters still.
Losing more than you win this year. I get it. I predict them to do that without all these injuries. With Jaden Daniels. It's just a tougher schedule. The league adjusts to you. There's a lot that gets figured out. You don't just get to play Cooper Rush a couple times. The schedule doesn't line up for you. You are probably not as good as you were last year. You don't get a Hail Mary. You don't get every fourth down. Some bad luck hits. You finish 7-10. That's kind of what I said. I said 8-9, 7-10 before the season. I didn't say 4-13 and uncompetitive for a month. I didn't say that October goes by and you get outscored by 100 points per week.
Yeah.
Or not per week, overall. Like, no, you don't get to get away with that.
Yeah.
And I guess that's kind of my point here. And I'm not suggesting anybody loses a gig or otherwise. I don't think we're there. The deposit of last year still registers. It still matters to me. But this is one of those, I'm so mad about this season that anything I see or hear feels off-putting to me. Just because I'm walking in with that anger. And I know it's on me.
Yeah. We care about it. And I get it. I feel the exact same way. My whole thing is this, though, when it comes to this group, like, I said this a couple of weeks ago, I guess before we beat the Giants. I was like, I really don't care about the games down the stretch. The moment in time that I'm ready for, it's probably going to happen a week after the season finale. I want to see Lance Newmark, Josh Harris is going to be up there, Adam Peters and Dan Quinn do their best to try to explain why this went this way and then resell us as a fan base on why it's never going to happen again. Because, like, I need answers, right? You can't just – and what I don't want them to do is just blame injuries. If you think that this season went this way strictly because of injuries, you're just simply naive. You don't understand what you were looking at for the better part of 17, 18 weeks. There's no excuse for you to bottom out like this. I think it's a talent issue. I'm ready to go all the way to the top with it. And I know, you know, David Aldridge hopped on with us, and he kind of pushed back at the notion of, you know, their scouting department. Like, that's the thing, Danny, that gets me right now with this group. I was sold this bill of goods that Adam Peters was the best talent evaluator on the market. His second best draft pick out of eight in year one is Jordan McGee, a fifth-round linebacker. He wasted three second-round picks on Mikey Samristil, who you all think is some potential Pro Bowl corner. I think he's a fringe starter in this league. I did this when I was in middle school. You remember Quentin Dunbar, Dunlocks?
Sure,
the great story.
Sure. Yeah.
I walked around Magruder High School telling people that he was a Pro Bowl corner when in reality I just liked him because he's on my team. That's what we're doing with Mikey Samristil. He's undersized at the position, inside and out. He's not that good. We drafted a glorified fullback with a top 60 pick. Jerzon Newton is a fringe first rounder. He probably couldn't get past me. It's frustrating, man. I just want us to pick better players. That's my frustration with all of
this. That's a big part of it, yeah. And again, I understand taking the same approach you did the year before to go old veterans, let's kind of keep this train on the tracks. That all kind of blew up in their face, though, this year. Yeah. I'm never going to get what I want when it comes to that. I want someone to stand up and apologize directly to me. And Adam Sohan,
why is that too big for them
hair,
to do?
No, nothing happens that way. But I'd love for him to say, Danny, hey, listen, we messed up everything, everywhere, at all times. Nobody here is above reproach. No thing just went sideways because of bad luck. We're going to change what time we eat breakfast. We're going to change how we practice. We're going to change how cold the ice is in the cold tub. Nothing is above examination after a year like this. That's what I want. I'll never get it, but that's what I want.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.